bringing it back at 7:34 this beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. You're listening and tuned in to Rosie on the House, a Saturday morning listening tradition for 27 years. Welcome back. We're talking about who's returning to the housing market. We're talking a little bit about those folks that had the unfortunate experience of a short sale or foreclosure. We're talking about millennials who are now have saved enough, having lived with mom and dad for the last 5 or 6 years, to be ready to make that step. You know, a lot of what we're talking about is a result of what we officially call this Great Recession. And I want to bring in a guest to the show right now, Mr. Todd Rogers. He's the Chief Strategy Officer for Habitat of Humanity for Central Arizona. Now, Romy, how would you like the title, Chief Strategy Officer? I mean, you're the one that gets to decide everything important about the future of the organization. I mean, you are the guy on top. Chief Strategy Officer, that's really a powerful title. I was having lunch with his boss, Roger, the other day. And Roger was sharing with me so many things that Habitat of Central Arizona was doing. I thought, we've got to get somebody from Habitat on and talk about all that they're doing and the changes Habitat has gone through since this economic downturn. So, listening audience, let me introduce you to Mr. Todd Rogers, again, the Chief Strategy Officer of Habitat for Humanity for Central Arizona. Good morning, Todd. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me, Rosie. But before we start, can I just say how grateful all of us at Habitat for Humanity are for the incredible staff at Rosie on the House? I mean, your team is so professional, and I wanted to give a special shout-out to Mike Reish in the booth for all of his hard work over the last couple of years. But seriously, Rosie and Romy, we have really appreciated how much you care about the Arizona homeowner and how much you do to give back to our community. And so we say thank you from the bottom of all of our hearts here at Habitat.
Well, thanks, Todd. And I'll tell you, it's been a pretty easy decision to make. When we're in the public eye, as we are, we're approached by basically every single charity on the planet. And for a lot of years, we did what we could about spreading a little bit all over the place. And then it became apparent to us that we are so aligned with the vision and the mission of Habitat Humanity. We are a housing-focused business. It just made sense. Let's just focus all of our efforts to supporting Habitat for Humanity. And it's been a very big pleasure and privilege being able to do that for the last 15 years.
Well, we are truly grateful for all you've done for us. You're just amazing.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what this Great Recession did to y'all and y'all's strategy and y'all's tactics. How has it changed Habitat for Humanity?
Right. Prior to 2008, Habitat for Humanity was primarily known as a new home builder. But we discovered early on with the Great Recession that when all the foreclosures hit, that we could be a lot more helpful to neighbors and to people living in communities that by rehabbing vacant homes and helping low-income families with affordable home repairs. So we've really transformed as an organization over the last several years and said it's not just about building new homes. We're going to keep doing that, but now we're going to add some of these other additional strategies into our mix. And so we've started renovating homes and rehabbing them. We've ventured into the home repair business. We've even become the emergency home repair subcontractor for the city of Glendale and the city of Chandler.
How would homeowners in particular dive into all the programs y'all have to define out not only how they may participate as a homeowner, but how they may participate as a volunteer? Your boss, Roger, Swizzerjohn, right?
Yep.
Swizzerjohn. Swizzerjohn?
Yep. Swizzerjohn. What is it, Todd?
He goes by Roger.
Yeah. Well, I know what Roger's doing today. He's out with a nail apron. He's up on some roof this morning.
You're not going to find a more dedicated CEO. For the past 20-plus years, he has spent every Saturday that he is not out of town working on a Habitat house.
Yeah, he's nailing roof shingles on somewheres in the valley right now. I know it. That's just his style.
It is.
So in modifying this new construction image to some more rehab, some home improvement, some home repair, how would homeowners discover what plans or policies or objectives y'all have that they could participate in?
Sure. The best way is to go to our website at HabitatCAZ. That's Charlie Alpha Zebra. So HabitatCAZ.org. Everything's listed there. People can sign up right online to become a volunteer. They can donate right online. They can apply to be considered for a family, and we will all of our staff will follow up within 24 business hours to let people know that we got their information, and we can go through the process of seeing if they qualify, if they're interested in home repair. And we even have a brand new program out called a Reconstruct program, and it's really unique in that we knew that we were helping new families get into new homes, and then we started helping families who had existing homes repair their homes. But what about the person who inherited a home from the 1940s or 50s that needs just an enormous amount of work? Think of a extreme home makeover type of deal. Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe you need to put $50,000 into it because you got to bring all the wiring up to code. You got to, you know, fix the roof trusses and all the stuff that's going on, or the foundation's just falling apart. And so we've found a way to partner with those families as well. And when they come and partner with us, we can take down an existing home, bulldoze it, build a brand new home right there on the same piece of land, and keep it sentimental for families that have lived in the same location for years.
Boy, who's ever in charge of strategy over at Habitat sure is a brilliant guy.
Yeah, I keep saying that. And did you tell Roger, my boss?
Hey, I think the listeners would be interested to discover that Habitat for Humanity of Central Arizona served more families than any other of the 1,500 Habitat affiliates throughout America.
That's true. For the first time, we last year we served 289 families, and we used to build like 5 homes, and then we got up to 15 homes, and last year we built 60 brand new homes. But with all the home repair and all the additional services, now we're even able to help more. And so we were the top affiliate across the country. So we're pretty proud of that.
Now, y'all have spread your wings just a little bit down into Pinal County as well, I understand.
That's right. The government there, county officials, and several of the city folks said, hey, is there any way we can't get it started locally here? Is there any way you could help us out? And so over the past couple years, we started real slowly trying to build relationships, trying to build a little bit of a volunteer base and engage some more people down in Pinal County, but we've done five renovations there, 2 in Coolidge, 1 in Casa Grande, and 2 more in Apache Junction. We've done about 10 different home repairs in Maricopa, in Casa Grande, in Coolidge, Florence, all across, and we're just slowly expanding more into Pinal County, so we're real excited about that as well.
Well, I'll tell you, of all the things Roger shared with me at our lunch that I got excited about, because it is so innovative, again, who's ever in charge of strategy at Habitat must just be a genius, is this campaign y'all have for an entire neighborhood revitalization in, out, and about, and around Grand Canyon University.
That's right. I mean, we couldn't be more fortunate to have partnered with Grand Canyon and their vision to transform the Grand Canyon Corridor neighborhood. And so the project is essentially, like you said, it's a neighborhood revitalization. So what we're doing is we're going in to the neighborhood surrounding the campus there, and we're knocking on doors and trying to build those bridges. And, you know, when people knock on your door, you know how folks react. They're like, what are you trying to sell me? Oh, gosh, I'm not even going to answer. But
well, now, Todd, they react that way. For 27 years, I've been telling them, if someone knocks on your door offering home improvement services, kick them off your property. Well, I'm gonna have to change my storyline here. If they're wearing a Habitat for Humanity shirt, it's okay.
That's right. But the campus, I mean, Grand Canyon GCU has come up with funding to help support this. So what makes this so great for the neighbor of the university is that they're only having to pay about 33% of the cost, and that GCU is putting together the other 67%. So we're doing some incredible things. I mean, we've started there, and we've done about 21 projects so far since January. We have 10 more in the pipeline, And the students from Grand Canyon have been coming out to volunteer, and over the course of the next 4 to 5 years, we're hoping to complete about 700 home repair projects. We're doing everything from paint jobs and new roofs to landscaping and new window packages. We've installed new block walls and even handicap accessible showers.
Do you know the boundaries of this neighborhood revitalization program just off the top of your head?
Well, I think if you just think of the freeway to 35th Avenue and Missouri up to a few blocks south of Camelback, we're starting closest to the campus. And then as we expand over the next 4 to 5 years, we'll be going deeper and deeper into the neighborhoods.
Now, is it my understanding that this is the first neighborhood revitalization program of this type of any Habitat affiliate that has ever been attempted?
Well, I can't say for sure, but that's what our understanding is at this point. Of this scope and with an incredible partnership with a big organization like Grand Canyon to really focus in on one neighborhood. They're doing it in small pieces across the country, but this is the largest that we know of its kind.
Oh, that's fantastic. Congratulations on all y'all are getting done. We're associated with the Habitats located throughout the state, and I want to talk a little bit about how homeowners, how our listeners might be able to support the mission of Habitat for Humanity. We're going to have a little break here and come back with Todd and talk about that. But Todd, one of the things we do here regularly is when someone calls us, and a woman in Sun City immediately jumps out as the number one example, who was going to pay someone $6 a square foot for her home, 2,000 square foot home, pay them $12,000 to install radiant barrier, attic ventilation systems, and insulate the attic to R60. And we convinced her, do not spend that money. The woman, as I recall, buddy, she was in her mid to late 80s.
Oh.
Yeah. And there was no chance that the improvements were going to enhance the value of the home or that she would ever get a return on investment. We saved her $12,000, and she said, Rosie, I'm going to take 10% of that and send it to Habitat. If everybody we saved money on home improvement would take 10% of the savings and send it to Habitat, we could build one Rosie on the House home every single year.
I think we could build more than that.
Definitely.
We could build a village. We could build a village. Listen, we're going to get back and talk with Todd some more about how you listeners can get involved in supporting Habitat for Humanity, in particular, shopping at the ReStores when we get back.